The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I really hesitate saying anything more about the COVID-19 thing here in the state of Ohio. But in light of the fact that our governor has announced a major press conference coming up in just a tad less than an hour, I just want to throw out some facts, okay? Just some facts. I just now checked, and this is updated today at a site called covidactnow.org. They have real-time information about the whole COVID-19 thing in every state in the country. I'm looking at the Ohio COVID Act now. Okay. Now, as I said before, the number of new cases is the least important number. Now, watch tonight. I don't know, but I would predict that the governor will emphasize more than anything else the number of new cases. That's the least important. The important thing, the number of deaths, that continues to decline. It declined today. The other really important thing is the positivity test rate. What's the percentage of people who are testing positive? As of today, that rate is 6.2%. That is considered medium to low. That is not critical or high. It is a little higher than it was earlier. 3 or 4 weeks ago, it was at 4.something%. Today, as of today, it is 6.2%. So it's not alarming. It is in the medium range. The other important thing is hospitals and ICUs. Right now, 14% of ICU beds in the state of Ohio are being used by COVID-19 patients. On a scale of low, medium, high, critical, that's low. 14% of ICU beds in the state of Ohio are being used for COVID-19. And so that is in the low category. So the number of hospital beds, not critical at all. Number of ICU beds, not critical at all. The positivity rate is medium. It's quite a ways away from being high. The number of deaths, declining. So the numbers, the figures, the percentages that actually impact lives and health are either holding steady or declining. Just keep that in mind when you, if you see the governor's press conference tonight. Just, again, we don't deal with emotion and hysteria here. We deal with facts. Hey, here's another update on a story that I've been following. States across America have passed bans on conversion therapy. California is one, New York is one, several other states have as well. Now, most of you know what that means. That means that let me just give you a hypothetical illustration. If a 12-year-old boy begins feeling some same-sex attraction, but he's uncomfortable with it. He feels them, but he doesn't like them, and it's not what he wants. If in the state of California, that 12-year-old boy goes to a pastor or a youth pastor or a clinical psychologist or just a counselor, and that 12-year-old boy says, I'm feeling these same-sex attractions, and I'm troubled by it. I don't like them. I'm not comfortable. Can you help me? If the pastor, the youth pastor, the clinical psychologist, or the counselor helps that young boy deal with his same-sex attraction, they could be arrested, fined, and even put in jail. Because that's called conversion therapy. Now, there are extremes in so-called conversion therapy that are wrong. They are wrong. But the laws that have been passed do not delineate between someone just helping someone handle their sexual feelings or their confusion and the extreme unethical means that have been used by a handful. And please remember, it's one way. It is absolutely a one-way street. If that same 12-year-old boy goes to a psychologist and says, you know, I'm having these same-sex attractions and I'm not really comfortable with it. If that counselor says to that 12-year-old boy, well, that means you're a homosexual. You might as well just admit it, accept it. You need to come out. You are a homosexual because that's why you're having these feelings. And I will help you come out and tell people that you're homosexual. That's fine. It's totally, completely one way. It's absolutely hypocritical. And by the way, it defies settled science and settled psychology. All right, I said all of that to say this. New York City has or had a conversion therapy statute on their books. Well, an Orthodox Jewish psychotherapist named Dr. David Schwartz took New York City to court and said, wait a minute. As a religious professional, as a religious counselor, you can't tell me how I can and cannot counsel. You cannot tell me what my religious convictions are limited to. You can't do that. And so here is this Orthodox Jewish psychotherapist takes New York City to court. He won. As a result, New York City has repealed their conversion therapy ban. Think about this. One Jewish psychotherapist takes on the city and he wins. One of the most liberal cities in America has repealed their conversion therapy statute. Oh, in addition, New York City has agreed to pay $100,000 in attorney fees and damages to end the legal battle. Don't tell me one person can't make a difference. God bless him. In a recent settlement, the city agreed to pay $100,000 in attorney fees and other expenses to the Alliance Defending Freedom, which represented Schwartz. Defendants do hereby release and discharge plaintiff from all manner of actions or causes of action, suit, debts, damages, sums of money, or claims of any kind which they had, now have, or may in the future claim to have arising out of the subject matter of the litigation, said the statement. Senior counsel Roger Brooks for the Alliance Defending Freedom said, quote, New York City directly violated our client's freedom of speech by trying to regulate and censor private sessions between an adult and his therapist. In 2017, the New York City Council passed a measure banning conversion therapy. Well, they have now repealed it. And it's interesting. The city council member who suggested that it be repealed is city council speaker Corey Johnson, who is an openly gay man. He said, obviously, I didn't want to repeal this. I don't want to be someone who is giving in to these right-wing groups, but the Supreme Court has become conservative. The second court, which oversees New York, has become more conservative. New York City no longer has a local ordinance prohibiting conversion therapy. Good for this rabbi. Good for the Alliance Defending Freedom. Good for religious freedom and liberty. There's a win for the good guys. All right, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And I've given this warning many times, be cautious of Christian celebrities. When I read the story of some celebrity that accepts Christ as born again, I rejoice. I really do. And I don't immediately conclude that they're fake or phony. But I basically treat it like anyone else who says that they have become born again, that they are saved. And I always am cautious, shall we say. I'm always cautious. And the reason is because through the years, we have seen so many, 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 many celebrities make some profession of faith, or they just say something about God, and everybody goes crazy. I don't remember who it was 2 or 3 years ago. I think it was the Academy Awards. It doesn't make any difference. It was one of the award shows. I think it was the Academy Awards. One of the honorees gave a speech, and at the end of the speech, they said something about God. Thank God, or they mentioned God. Well, many in the Christian community went nuts. They just went crazy. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, my goodness. He's a Christian. And they just went crazy. Social media just lit up like crazy. And I looked a little deeper. And that's about the only thing in this person's life was in one speech they mentioned God. There was no indication that they were really a Christian or were living for Christ. And I thought, folks, just be sensible and be cautious. Listen, the angels in heaven rejoice when anyone gets saved. When a big-time celebrity says that they become a Christian, they don't have a special party in heaven because of that person's position or fame or celebrity. The ground is level at the cross. So I have continually said, folks, just be careful, be cautious. Which brings me to Kanye West. Kanye West had a very public conversion, and I don't doubt it. It looks like he may truly have been saved. There seems to be a real change in his life and so forth. But immediately, people like Joel Osteen used him to draw a crowd, which, by the way, I think is just the height of unethical behavior. Here is a brand new believer, a babe in Christ, put in front of a crowd as if they were a mature believer. And I've just seen that hurt so many people. I just thought that was terrible that Joel Osteen did that. But anyway, so when all of that happened, if you're a longtime regular listener, I said, just watch his life. He has a history of being unstable. He does. Does that mean he's not truly born again? Nope. And again, I think there's a very good chance that he is. But 2 weeks ago, he announced he was running for president. Christians and social media went crazy because he has become very pro-life, which is wonderful. He has spoken out forcibly against abortion and Planned Parenthood. That is wonderful. But I had a whole bunch of people say, Bob, did you see Kanye West has, he said he's going to run for president. And my response was, just watch. Well, that was 2 weeks ago. Here's the headline today. Kanye West reportedly drops 2020 presidential bid. The resignation comes fewer than 2 weeks after West announced on Twitter that he was running for president. A report that said Steve Kramer, a get-out-the-vote specialist, confirmed West's exit from the campaign. Kramer, who had been originally hired to help West get on the ballot in Florida and South Carolina, said West's team had been working over the weekend, formalizing the FEC and other things they got to do, and then he suddenly changed his mind and ended his campaign. I expected it. Let me repeat. I think it's very possible that he has become a born-again believer, and I hope it's true. But I hope and pray that other people do not yet put him up as a leader, as an example. If he is truly saved, he is still a babe in Christ. He's just a little baby in the faith and should be treated as such, with great love, with great compassion. But Scripture is very clear. Spiritual leaders are not to be novices. A whole lot of celebrities have been absolutely ruined in their Christian life because they were given too much responsibility long, long, long before they were spiritually mature to handle it. All right. Quick break. We'll be back.